This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome back to Managing Our Disagreements. We wanted to talk real fast in this episode about the causes of disunity. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, in his book Iqtida' al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, he says that all of the causes, the root causes of disunity, they can all be summarized and brought back to two, which are al-dhulm wal-jahl, the transgressiveness of the human being and the ignorance of the human being. And this is tricky because these are inherent qualities in the human being, meaning they have an inborn tendency towards them or inclination or propensity for them. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the end of Surah Al-Ahzab, وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. The human being was daring enough to opt for it, the trust, the responsibility, right, of faith and righteousness. He took it on, and the human being is, this is his prevailing tendency, ظَلُوم, transgressive, Jahul, ignorant. And so it's an uphill climb. And so we need to emphasize it, that it needs to be remedied, something that's in us all, this tendency of dhulm. Let's begin with dhulm, transgressiveness in this episode. How do you remedy it? You remedy it with taqwa, inculcating in yourself a true cognizance of God, a true desire to please Him, a true sincerity with Him, a true fear of Him, a true humility before Him. This is extremely important. You know, speaking about like religious knowledge in particular, it's so important for us to differentiate between, you know, religious knowledge and spiritual refinement, because they're not always two sides of the same coin. Meaning a person can gain religious knowledge and not be spiritually pure, refined, and then it becomes a disaster. It's no coincidence that in the Quran, every single time Allah describes the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He says, "I sent a messenger to recite to you our verses, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and to purify them and educate them on the book and the wisdom." So He always mentioned, after reciting the book to them, religious knowledge, to purify them, Allah mentions that first, and then to educate them. Second, because we have to prioritize the transformation. We have to be looking for, more often, the transformation that should come from religious knowledge over simply the information that comes from religious knowledge. And it's a big difference, right? Because without spiritual refinement, all the knowledge you gain will become what? It'll become, you know, a haram meal that your ego gets to have, right? It feeds your ego. It doesn't feed your iman, your faith, which is a disaster. It becomes ammo by which we attack one another, right? Like evidences by which we argue. It does not become an asset for the well-being of a person and for his ummah. It becomes a fire that burns things down, as some of the scholars have said, and not a torch that kindles light for him and the world. Not a guiding light. It becomes like a disastrous wildfire. And, you know, notice also that the Quran kept telling us that the nations before us, مَا تَفَرَّقُوا, they did not become disunited, إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, except after the knowledge came to them, how? By way of transgression. They were hostile towards one another. You see, the sacred knowledge came, but the receptacles were corrupted. And so they were lost and destroyed despite the knowledge being there. There is even a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will end with here, narrated by Ahmad and others, where he said, my ummah will go astray by way of the book and milk. They said, what is the book and the milk? He said, they will read the Quran and interpret it basically however they like. Selective textualism. Use what they want to use for their, you know, agendas. He said, and the milk, they will basically leave town, you know, forsake, lose interest in the communal obligations of Jumu'ah and Jama'at, congregational prayers, and go out to the desert, so they'll have basically more space to have dairy farms and materialism, you know, profit, entrepreneurship, this gain. So what is he saying? He's saying that the purest thing, the Quran, And the purest thing, milk, by the way, milk is a sign of purity and the fitrah, the pure nature of the human being in the deen. Milk represents that in other ahadith. These two purest things, if the heart is diseased with shubha, doubts, you know, regarding the Quran, because they want to have doubts, corrupt understandings, and shahwa, you know, desires, the desire for more and more money, milk, these pure substances will still be a reason for people to go astray, because something wrong with them, not something wrong with these sacred or pure elements. So check for dhulm your entire life. It's so easy to identify dhulm, transgressiveness. It's just so hard to identify it in yourself. So we need deep cleaning. We need introspection constantly and forever to find our insincerities, to find our blind partisanship and, you know, blind loyalties, to find our double standards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us and you and make us always conscious of the emphasis our deen gives to this above all else and help us purify ourselves. He is the only one that can do so. JazakAllah khairan. Until the next episode. Assalamu alaikum.